Yes, sir. Our next public hearing is conditional use 1676, Peter J. Goble. I think he wants those in the record, so we need to keep them.
Very good.
This is an application of Peter J. Goble to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for retail craft sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest Fort Conrad, Sussex County, containing 3.1469 acres more or less, lying northeast of Route 404, 550 feet northwest of Route 18. I'll pass down a copy of the survey and site plan. We received one agency comment date, and that was from DelDOT. They advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended, and the applicant can continue the process. So I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
That would be us, yes.
Okay, sir.
I'm Peter Goble, and I live at this piece of property, my wife Deborah and I, and we homeschool six kids here, and we run a home-based business.
Okay.
And we'd like to have a small craft store on the property. It's in an existing, or hopefully would be in our existing, what basically is a three-car garage. And we use part of that for the store, and it's next to our house on our property.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you.
Sure.
Gordy.
So what type of craft, I mean, crafts that you do yourself?
No, they'd be crafts by, you know, handmade items, pottery, glassware, metal.
By other people and yourself?
By other people, some by us, some by other people, yeah.
And were you proposing on selling these in the barn, or?
The garage.
Garage.
Yeah. That's the one closest to the road. The barn is actually behind the house.
So how far is the garage approximately from the 404?
That's quite a bit. Probably 150 or 200 feet back from the highway.
And this is all you're planning on selling, just crafts?
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What hours of operation are you proposing?
I'm not sure how it would start, but eventually I'd like to have it open 5 days a week.
Okay, what days would that be?
I'm thinking Tuesdays through Saturdays.
And what kind of hours?
9 to 5?
Yeah, yeah, something 9 or 10 in the morning until 5 or 6 in the evening.
We don't have any employees, so it's just us and the kids.
Right.
So it would be whoever's available to man the store. Probably just during normal working hours.
Yeah.
The reason Mr. Gordy's asking these questions is because it's a conditional use, so the Planning and Zoning Commission and ultimately County Council has the ability to impose conditions on the project if it were to be approved.
Right.
So.
Right.
That's fine.
How about a sign advertising your business? Would you?
There will be a sign out towards the highway there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not going to be anything fancy. It'll probably be a homemade sign with maybe some small solar lights on it or something like that.
Okay.
We don't plan on being open at night, you know.
So you'll have an area also outside, I'm sure, for near the garage for outside displays?
Outside? No, everything's going to be inside.
It's all going to be inside.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith?
Is the present garage, does it currently have water and a septic?
No.
No?
No. It has electricity. That's it. You know, it's a garage.
Okay. I'm just trying to think.
Yeah.
Do you anticipate any of those needs?
No.
For your clients, customers?
No.
Well, we wouldn't be selling.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We wouldn't be selling food or drink or anything like that.
And we're 1 mile from Route 13, and there's public restrooms up there, you know, with McDonald's and the gas stations and all that. So we didn't really anticipate putting in a restroom.
Well, you've answered my question, and that's all.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson?
Has this site been previously used for home business, or I was out there today and I was trying to picture which one yours was. Looks like there was already a brown sign that got painted over or something.
That's exactly.
We had a sign out when we moved there. I was told that I was allowed to sell my work, which I did for a little while, and then they said, well, you can't do that if you're going to sell anyone else's work. You have to apply for zoning and all, so that's where we are now.
So you just kind of put a stop to things? And
we just put everything in limbo and let the kids do their geography homework in the store. Multiple-use building right now.
But essentially it was used for a similar type
before.
Yeah.
And you didn't have any problems with people getting on and off the road?
No.
I was glad it was your spot, not the block building that was right on
top of
it.
Oh, my gosh.
The one next to it.
Yeah.
That's a scary place.
Yes, it is.
Don't even go there.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Hey, Mr. Couts?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions.
All right, then.
Be so kind as to take a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone has any an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1676 Peter J. Goble? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1676? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you for being with us this evening and invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may choose to just call the office in the morning.